Obstetric fistula is a medical condition in which a hole develops in the birth canal that is caused by prolonged obstructed labor. This can be between the vagina and rectum, ureter or bladder. It can result in incontinence of urine or feces, meaning it leaves a woman unable to control urine or her bowel movements. A 14-year-old girl, whose name we are not using to protect her privacy, is lying on a bed at the Lutheran Medical Center. She says a doctor friend called her last month from Juba when she was in Rumbek to inform her about the fistula camp, and that is how she made it for the operation. The girl says she has been living with the condition since last year. She says in 2019, an old man found her by the roadside, kidnapped her, and forced her into marriage. She says she got pregnant and developed fistula as she was delivering her firstborn child as a child herself.
I delivered a baby at home in the village. It's not a town where I could be taken to the hospital. I delivered alone. There was a woman who was helping me so that the baby can come in her hands, but she put her hands in and it cut the urinary tube and urine started flowing by itself. And the relatives of my husband said they don't want me, that I am smelling. So I went to my father's home. When I am going to church or market, I buy pampers and wear. If I can't afford, I just stay at home.
Dr. Andrew Browning, an Australian fistula surgeon with the Barbara May Foundation, says the project is a partnership with the Lutheran Church in South Sudan, funded by the Fistula Foundation in the U.S. He says he has worked in Africa for the last 25 years, operating on fistula patients, and opened the first fistula camp in South Sudan in 2018.
We've been operating in the last three camps, about 30 ladies a camp, and this camp we have 34 ladies to operate on, so it's about 120 ladies that we treated in South Sudan. But that's just a small part of the problem. There's many thousands of women in South Sudan with this problem, so we need to train more doctors to be able to do this operation.
Browning says he trained some South Sudanese surgeons several years ago when they were sent to Ethiopia for training. He says the surgeons could be working now in Juba, Wau and Awil, but more doctors are needed to perform the operations.
So there's some people doing it, but not enough. And the patients that come here are usually the patients that have been operated in other places and have failed. So far, in the last few days, we've operated 21 ladies, but almost all of them have been operated somewhere else, but the operation hasn't worked. And so it makes the next operation more difficult, but we'll pray that they are succeeded this time.
Browning sees there are many misconceptions about fistula, but the condition is treatable.
Some people think, oh, it was a bad spirit or a curse, or maybe the woman was unfaithful in her marriage, or many things that people think caused the fistula. That's not true. It's just that the baby was too big for the mother to deliver, and so it got stuck. And so she was stuck in labor for 5 days. It's not her fault. It's an awful condition to live with. She's leaking urine all the time. She's very ashamed.
Dr. Browning encouraged South Sudanese to bring women and girls suffering from the condition to one of the camps at the Lutheran Medical Center or at Juba Teaching Hospital for treatment. Dr. John Sebit, medical director at the Lutheran Medical Center, where the operations are being conducted, says while the center registered 49 patients, only 42 turned up and only 34 were qualified for the operations. He says the center started the project to support mothers who are often rejected by their loved ones due to their conditions.
This camp we started in 2018 after realizing that there are so many mothers outside there living with the fistula, obstetrics fistula. And again, the specialists who do these surgeries are not so common. They are so few and they cannot reach outside there. So as the Lutheran Medical Center, we said we can let us help, and we decided that wherever they are, we can help identify them, transport them, and take them to where they can be operated.
Dr. Browning says obstetric fistula will continue in South Sudan until mothers start delivering from hospitals, so that when a baby becomes stuck, doctors can carry out a cesarean or C-section and prevent the debilitating condition. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.